Exorcism. Pastor John stood over her body, shouted scripture as she writhed in the jerk of undulations that lit her bones on fire. Her eyes slid to the back of her head slick as marbles. Only the white jelly of sclera shone between the flutter of eyelash flicks moored to the mouth of some nether world. I stood back in awe and in horror, like the first time I watched porn, excited because we were inside the same heat. As each of our hands stretched forward, flexed as church fans, we stroked the flames of spirit higher and higher. She frothed her lips to a disc of crema, cried and whimpered almost like a self-soothing baby. Our finger pads followed the bars on the pages of a hymnal book. My youth group spoke as a choir in tongues. Our syllabic utterings were plucked marionette strings that pulled her limbs to spasms. Pastor John said she had a demon of lust, a Jezebel spirit. He said we had to pray louder and harder, had to touch her arms and her sides, had to deliver the ember of her sins from the second crust of hell. But I knew this girl that twitched on the floor. Sarah was my older friend. And yes, she made out with boys, and yes, I saw how the boys looked at her breast, like the way they looked at them now when she jiggled, buoyant as sunny-side-up eggs, as if I could pierce her yolks with my praying fingers, bloodletting, buttery sex. She was like me. A girl with no father, a girl that made God her father, a girl that wanted to be saved, but mostly to be loved. She gave her body to greasy boys, like the way she gave her body to all of us, in that musty cabin outside of the glowing gold buckle of the Bible Belt for a church retreat.